welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Only be achieved through prayer, or one of the ways that it will be achieved, one of the vehicles that the Lord wants to use is prayer. And let's open our Bibles to Matthew chapter 7. It's a very popular scripture that, yes, Matthew 7, 7. It's a scripture that we all know. And so I know we are all smart. So the three levels of prayer are from that Matthew 7, 7. So if you are running ahead of me, the first level is what? Asking level. The second level is what? The seeker level. The third level is knocking level. Great. So let me read from here. Matthew chapter 7. Do we have it on the screen? Can we read together? That is Abule Egba people reading. Sorry, no offense to Abule Egba people, but we need to read with life. One to go. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Next verse. For everyone that asks, receives. And he that seeks, finds. And to him that knocks, it shall be opened. We're going to 11. So, or what man is there of you, whom if his son asks bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks a fish, will he give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to him that asks? The Lord bless the reading of his word in Jesus' name. Now, from this reading, we would see that Jesus outlined three levels of prayer. How am I so sure that three levels? You see semicolon. He said, ask, comma, and you shall... Are we here tonight?
Yes, sir.
He said, ask, and it shall be... So what do you see after you? Semicolon. Meaning that there is another information. So this is one. Seeking is two. Knocking is three. So Jesus outlined three progressive levels of prayer. And those levels are asking, seeking, and knocking. Now, we want to look at the characteristics of these three different individuals in the church. This, just assume that these are three individuals. And by way of starting, the asking level, I have it by definition here, is the most basic level of prayer. The asking level is what? Is the most basic level of prayer. And this level is where we present our needs, our desires, our wants, things that we want to actualize, maybe in purpose, in career, in business, you know. And there's nothing wrong with asking. How am I sure? How do I know that there's nothing wrong in asking? Jesus is the one here actually was the one speaking here. He said, ask. In another place in John, I believe, he says, ask that your joy may be full. He said, hitherto you have not asked anything in my name. He said, ask the Father that your joy may be full. So you will see replete in scriptures that Jesus always encourages the believers to do what? To ask. But this is the basic, like I said, this is the basic, the elementary level. Because at this level is where you find most of believers. Most believers operate from this level. And how do I know? We will see the characteristics now. At this level, one of the characteristics of this level is that most believers, when they ask, they are self-centered. Hallelujah. They are what? Self-centered. It is always about me, myself, and I. It is always about me, myself, and I. So, it says, however, this level is basic, often self-centered, focusing only on what we want from God rather than what God wants from us, rather than seeking a deeper level of relationship. So many believers never move beyond this stage because they see prayer as a tool to get what they want from God. And so that's why you see that there are some things I want to touch on tonight, and I hope I won't offend a lot of us. You see that people wake up. Why you know that there are a lot of believers at this level is, I won't mention the full name of the thing, but you hear something like a challenge. I said there's nothing bad. And you see that people are fired up to stay awake at night. In fact, one was just concluded recently. And what do you see? In fact, as a depiction of this level, say, dress like your miracle. You know what I'm talking about. Act like your miracle. In fact, some people even went to the market, bought baby doll, and carried their baby. And people who did it last year, they have testimonies to show for it. So at the asking level is the level where you get your prayers answered. Even before you mention it, it answers. You remember that when you first gave your life to Christ, you just come to God. You say, God, I want a phone. And somehow, one of your uncles from Lagos will just show up. They say, uncle, what did you bring for me? Uncle will say, nothing much. Uncle, I like this your phone. Oh, will you give me this your phone? Uncle will say, okay, you know what? Hold on. When it's one day before the uncle leaves, what happens? He gives you the phone. Who knows what I'm talking about? Or maybe it's a shoe, a wristwatch, something that you just ask and you just see. And you see that level is the basic level where you might even just be drinking gari and say, God, this is all I have is gari. Please, I want granite. And all of a sudden, you see Sister Yvonne just returned from where now? From Taraba. In fact, not only kuli, she brought granite, she brought robo, all the things you can think of to drink gari. In fact, even dry fish she brought. You see? At that level, you get the things you ask for. It's as though, in fact, the analogy in my head is when my son comes and says, Daddy, I want cookies and juice. Cookies and juice, we have it in the store. I just say, go and pick it. So you don't really need to labor so much for prayer before getting it. But the problem is that a lot of believers have refused to leave that level because they think that is the modus of operandi of operating with God. Where you come, you say, God, give me a car. God gives it to you. God, give me a job. God gives it. And you think that is the level when you are just coming up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you see that one of the characteristics of this level is that prayers are always self-focused. Prayers revolve around you. They revolve around your personal needs. They revolve around money. They revolve around your job, around success, around career, around relationships. I've done this, I've done that. I even go to church every Saturday to clean church, to do this, to do that, and yet I'm still jobless. Like, allow me. Give me some breathing space. Let me go and all of that. There are people who have become offended because they do not get what they want. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So how many points do we have now? I say number one, their prayers are what? Self-centered. Self-focused. Number two, transactional. No, they have little or no desire for deeper fellowship with God. Another example of guys like these are the children of Israel. Give me Exodus chapter 16. Exodus 16. We're going somewhere, so please just allow me. I hope time will be favorable to me. Exodus 16, verse 2 to 4. You see this play out in the life of the Israelite. It says, and the whole congregation of children of Israelite, what did they do? They complained, they murmured. Why did they murmur? They murmured against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. Why? Verse 3. It says, and the children of Israel said unto them, please, can you give me New King James? This, it says, and the children of Israel said unto them, oh, that we are died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt. This is example of people who are at the basic level. The moment they don't get what they want. He said, oh, that would have died by the hand of the Lord. Where? In the land of Egypt. When we sat by the pot of meat. You see these kind of people. I told us before. They are people that they want what to go into their mouth. They are self. Always self-focused. He said, we sat by the pot of meat. And we did what? We ate bread. To the full. For you have brought us out into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with what? They have not been fasting. You know, they never fasted before. They've not been fasting. That's why this is strange to them. He said, you brought us out to be killed by hunger. He said, then the Lord said unto Moses, behold, I will rain bread. These people love miracles. He said, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain quota every day. That the Lord answered, I won't test them new. The lesson was a test, but they didn't know. To them, like, hey, Moses, Aaron, this is what we are telling you. Eh? Miracles. We like it to be full, bracketed. He said, the Lord said that I may test them whether they will walk in my law or not. Hallelujah. So I said they are easily discouraged when prayers are not answered immediately. That's the kind of category of people. The moment they don't, if they don't get quick results, they become offended. They either stop praying or they blame God. You know, some stop praying after an unanswered request. God doesn't answer me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Number 4, no persistence in prayer. Lack of persistence in prayer. They pray once and they expect to get it once. They say, God is not that deaf now. Yeah? That he even, in fact, and they begin to give analogy like, you know what? If my son asks me for bread, I tell him, go get it, go get the bread. That's why he's your son. And he's not a mature son. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's not a mature son. So, there's nothing like persistence. There's nothing like perseverance. Let's look at the example of a king who lacked this quality. First Samuel chapter 28 and verse 6. So you will know that it's not just about children, no? That even there are adults in the house of God who can also wait. There are what? There are adults in the house of God who cannot also wait. Let's read this scripture. Please give me that scripture. Can we read together? 1, 2, go. And when Saul inquired of the Lord, what's the meaning of that word inquiry? It's like praying, Abby. And when Saul prayed and asked the Lord, the Lord did not
either by
Urim
or by the prophet.
The Lord did not answer him by Urim. He did not answer him by dreams. He didn't answer him by prophet. The guy, like if he sleeps, he could dream. God actually even snubbed him. Urim is what you use is a clothing material. But a special clothing material that the Jews use to know the will of God. So if you, an example of a person using that Urim was David. When David said, Lord, can I pursue? Will I recover? Is the urine that they use to know the will of the Lord. So he also used, Samuel also used, sorry, I said Samuel. Saul also used the urine. Say, God, no, God just snubbed him. And you know what happened afterwards? The guy consulted mediums. An example of somebody who cannot wait for the Lord is the asking level. Say, God, give me a child, give me a child, give me a child. God, you know, give me a child. Okay, Mama Lagbo. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Huh? They say, Omo, they say, this job, you get person who say, if we pay, the job go sure. Say, the Holy Spirit now like, but I told you to wait, you get this job. Say, Holy Spirit, house rent, won't buy somebody. My landlord no go here, say, I don't get job. What do I do? Suddenly, he receives a WhatsApp message and send, example, send 10K to this account. Say, Omo, you call, he picks the phone. You sure say, if I send this 10K, I will get this job? Say, oh, forget it, my guy. You be my guy now. You just calm down. You go get this job. Then he sends the 10K. And he gets the job. An example of a soul that cannot wait. He gets the job. Somebody was sharing testimony with me. I don't know how he got the job anyways. He said he was saying that he got the job. Then by the time he was resuming, the date they told him to resume, he was supposed to pick up a confirmation letter or something. They just told him, sorry, some restructuring happened. Was very sorry, this, that. And they had to let the brother go. So if you can't wait, this is your level. You see, when we get to that level, it's not the instant passport that you see around. God doesn't do instant passport. He does instant passport for children. But when you're going to get to the level of maturity, you no longer get instant noodles. There's nothing instant noodles. You do the waiting. You see that one, they'll tell you, wait and get passport. Snap this passport. Now, you know them in Unilag. Like, yeah. 2 minutes. In the materials, in the matters of life and destiny, there's nothing 2 minutes. If you get something 2 minutes, there's a likely we say you go run your belly. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm not saying God does not specialize in doing things that would blow your mind. But I'm saying that cannot be the only thing you are used to. That the only food you know is Indomie. If we punch you once like this, before the punch even hits your body, you don't fall 10 times. Example of one blow, 7 die. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Number 5. They really pray for others. The waiting concerned there with is, you know, I told you their prayer is always me, myself, and I. When you say pray for people in Borno, like waiting concern me with people in Borno, then they do their thing and they do my thing here. So they are saved though. They are in the church. They can have family members who are not saved and it doesn't bother them. Do you understand what I'm talking about? They have never, you have 365 days or 366 days. They never for once. When they will never for once go to the Lord and say, Lord, on behalf of, I'm bringing the matter of this, my brother, who is not saved to you. Please, you'll be hearing about testimonies of Christ appearing to people in Pakistan. And you never thought that Christ can actually appear to that your brother who is not saved. To you, it's just for your information. You know that thing on TikTok. FYI, for your information. There's nobody, there's nothing in about other people that jolts your heart or pricks your mind and say, let me lift this person up in prayer. And so that's why it's the seeking level. And it's the asking level. Hallelujah. Are you blessed tonight? You are not blessed, Abby. All right, let's move to the second level. And what's the second level? Seeking. These are seekers. These are people who want God beyond what he can give, the resources. They want God. Not that they don't want money. They need money. But the reason why they are getting close to God is not because of money. The reason why they are getting close to God is not because of a job. These people are not God users. Hallelujah. These people, they want a relationship with God. And so you hear David in Psalms chapter 42. He says, as the deer pants after the water brooks, so my soul pants after you. That's an example of a man who actually wants a relationship. Hallelujah. That's an example of a man who is not really after the promotion. It's also good, but his heart just wants to stay. Give me, is it Psalms 27, where we also have David? Give me Psalms 27. Psalm 63. You see, he's a typical example of a man who wants the presence of God. Do we have it? 27. Maybe verse 3. Maybe from verse 3. Or if you... Okay. Verse 4. It says, one thing have I desired of the Lord. In fact, I didn't even consider this scripture while preparing for this message. What can you see there? That will I seek after. That I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. To behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. That is an example of a seeker. That is somebody who actually desires the presence of God, who wants God, not because of, we're in the age of social media, I want to do this, I want to do that. You know, there's something that even baffles me these days, that somebody wants to pray, and he first sets up a camera. And I'm like, is that still koinonia? I don't understand again, no? That you want, You know, media guys, some people even beef you that you didn't capture the moment where they were. And I'm like, you are not a foul. Do you understand where I'm going to? You are talking about a relationship with God. You are not doing it for the grams. You see, what many people don't know is that the moment you begin to do it like that, you are worshiping in flesh. And what does John tell us? He said, now is the time that there will be true worshipers who worship him in spirit. The moment you are looking for where the cameraman is, before you lift up your hand, you are out of the spirit, too. You're out of the spirit. Get ready with me. You know, I see all of those things as beautiful as they are. In fact, let me tell you, the background songs are always sweet. They are interesting. But the moment I just remember, like, wait, is this for a fellowship or for the gram? Somebody is giving me... Some of the... it took me time before I understood GR. Go ahead. Get ready with me. For Sunday service. As I worship the Lord. Please give me some of those raining songs now. We be many, your people are waiting, the people are, favor surrounds me like a shield. It will cover me from now until the day I see my sisters. No vex, so see now, wanna, but that's just what it is. You must desire God beyond all of those external things. Your desire for God, your desire for relationship must be beyond the applause, the likes, the shares, the comments you get. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I said for the seekers, the people at this level, they desire more than just answers. They want God himself. Number two, they prioritize God's will over their own. Huh? They do what? They prioritize God's will over their own. And you even hear from the prayer of Jesus. Jesus actually wanted, he said, not my will, but let your will be done. So sometimes people will say, yeah, Jesus is God, Jesus is God. But the humanity in Jesus actually was the one who made that prayer. It was not the divinity. You know, there's the humanity of Christ and there's the divinity of Christ. It was the humanity of Christ who made that prayer. The humanity of Christ did not want, was struggling with the will of the Lord. But he had to come to that point that he said, not my will, Lord. Let your will be done. You see, by the time you get to that level where you are not trying to enforce, let me use one of Pastor's characters. You are not trying to enforce, trying to use God's hand. You know, sometimes my son, he wants a remote or he wants to use something or we are watching something. He will hold this mic. You know, we use this thumb to swipe, to scroll. He will hold this my thumb. You know why? He doesn't want me to change the channel. So he will hold this my thumb. The first time he did it, I didn't quite get. It was after he left, he removed his hand. I'm like, wait, you wanted this video to play again and you couldn't tell me and you held my... And sometimes he wants me to change it back. Okay, it's Jeremy. Jeremy does not know how to use the remote, but he knows that the remote is for the TV. So he brings the remote to me. The moment he brings it, I drop it on the table. Then the guy pulls my hand again like, Oga, pick up this remote, change this thing. And me, I'm like, you, when did we give it to you that you are challenging me? The remote, the TV I bought with my own money. The moment you get to that point that you are not trying to enforce chike on God. You know, I told you I wanted to use pastor's... you are not trying to corner God like God is chicken. Yeah. I need chicken anymore. It's chicken I want. Yeah. You, at this level, you are not enforcing your will on God. Can I tell you something shocking? Chicken may actually have all the characteristics that a man should have. Chicken may actually be a tongue-talking brother. Chicken might be working in Chevron. Huh? In that Chevron, they don't only pay Chike at the end of the month. They pay Chike and they pay Chike's wife. So you will not... You know there are some organizations that when you... There's this spousal allowance. So it's not like when I'm saying that they don't enforce... Your own will, actually, when you will look at your will, like, even me as your pastor, I'll be like, praise God. Praise God. But if it is not the will of the Lord, it is not the will of the Lord. You know it can be painful. Have you been there before?
Yes.
When you can see God's will, and you see your own will, and you'll be like, Baba, just free me. Even if it's for just for 5 years. Ekonshimile. Like, just allow me. Have you gotten to that point where sometimes you are even negotiating with the Lord and you are telling the Lord, like, God, tell me the consequences. I can bear the consequences. You have not gotten to that level. There are some things that actually, when you look at them,
May the Lord have mercy. I say, may the Lord have mercy. So they prioritize God's will over their will. Now, at this level, your discernment is heightened. You are not one of those persons who are like, you are not confused about the will of God. You know why? Because you have spent time with him in fellowship. You know what he wants. Or maybe you don't fully know, but you have an idea of what he wants. And over time, God has proven himself to you. I mean, you have seen, you can say, I know God is faithful. That if he tells me to walk away from this job, it means that he probably has something better in stock for me, or there is an evil that the Lord is averting me from. Do you understand what I'm saying? So at that level, your discernment is sharp. You know that this is not the will of God. In fact, at this level, you'll be seeing visions. You have premonitions. I mean, God will gist and tell you some things about what is about to happen. Sometimes the Lord will tell you, this is what you need to do. Who knows what I'm talking about? Like, you already know what to do. Like, okay, write this certification. Your time at this place of work is over. Begin to prepare for the next thing, transition and all of that. You begin to have those premonitions. Even though they might bring another offer that looks sweet and all of that. But because you have journeyed with the Lord, you are a seeker. You want God's will above your own will. And the Lord has told you that, prepare for the next level. You quietly move and go with the will of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, let me move on. So now let me say this. True spirituality begins when we start seeking God for who he is and not just what he can give. Did you hear that? True spirituality, it begins. That's the level that we can say, okay, this one is now mature. God can commit things into your hand. God can send you on errands. I was joking with my nephew this afternoon. Maybe some of us remember, he visited me last year March. And that experience, he journeyed from Kwara State. They just took him to the bus park, put him on the bus. He came to Lagos. And so he went back home, started using that as bragging right, like he went all the way from Kwara to Lagos, that nobody accompanied him. The mom now had to remind him, like, you will be say we collect driver number because of you. Now he won the... we got the... There's a Yoruba term that when I say it, you will know that. So the thing to humble him, the guy said, no, I'm matured and all of that. So me, I was not trying to support him just to play down the thing like, but nobody has ever... that. Even me at his age, at 12, at 13, nobody ever tried that with me and all of that. Now what am I bringing out of this is that, you see, at the level when you get mature, God can send you on errand and he goes to fix some other things and he's not even bothering on whether you get it right or you not get it right. Do you understand what I'm talking about? God is not always checking up on you like Alpha, Alpha. God knows that you will deliver. Do you understand what I'm saying? So if maybe, for instance, there's an evangelism, you go out and somebody gives life to Christ, follow up for you is not something that somebody else has to do external motivation. You already know that this is a warfare about kingdoms. So you will follow up for you is not a duty. Follow up for you is an act of service, act of love. Hallelujah. Let me move. I still have some other points there, but let me move. Now, the level of what level now? Knockers, okay, maybe knockers. You see, at this level, we are talking about intercession. At this level, we are talking about now you can do prayer of warfare. At this level, we are talking about you can be persistent. At this level, we are talking about you are contending until you see the results. At this level, we are talking about legislation. You have looked at it in the Bible. You have seen that this is the will of God, that you must carry your own child. But the doctor's report is saying something otherwise. You have seen where it is written about you that you will bear fruit. You are now, you carry it at this level and you go into warfare room and you are saying, this is the will of God. I establish this. But can I tell you, it's not a one-time prayer. You know, in the asking level, he said, before you ask, I will fill your mouth and all of that. It's quick. Huh? At this level, sometimes you are praying 3 months, 6 months, 1 year, 2 years. You are persistent. You want to know an example of a woman like that? Luke chapter 18. Let's read Luke chapter 18 and verse 1. Luke chapter 18 and verse 1. Luke 18 verse 1. Can we read together? One, two, go. And he spoke a parable unto them to this end, that what? Men ought always to do what? Men always ought to do what? Men always ought to do what? Men always ought to do what? Ought to pray. Persistence. And not to faint. Next verse. Saying, he now gave the parable. He said there was in a certain city a judge. He had no fear of God. He had no regard for man. Next verse. And there was a widow in that same city who came unto the judge. And what did she say? Avenge me of my adversary. Does that sound like warfare to you? Next verse. It says, I would not for a while. But after what? Please, have you jumped? Okay. He said, for a while, but afterward, he said within himself, though I fear no God, nor regard man. Next verse. Yet because, you see what that word, trouble it, is persistence. Is what? Persistence. Some of us, you it's not longer in news. You know the curse is running in your bloodline. Do you understand what I'm talking about? You know the general, you know the things wrong with the family. You know, and like Pastor will tell us, there's no Nigerian that does not know the problem of Nigeria. True of us. But we are not persistent. We are not at this level yet. You are not insisting. You are not insisting for change. And that's why the change has not come. And can I tell you, this is why some of us are angry with God. Say, but I prayed once now. That even somewhere in scripture, it says you don't have to, that when you repeat prayers, it shows lack of faith. God said it. I believe it. That settles it. For those ones at the level of seeking, that is all right for them. That is what? That is all right. But if what is pursuing you is encoded in your bloodline, you will know that at this level, it is prayer of partnership. It is not confession or God, point and kill. At this level, we are no longer doing point and kill. It's buffet. You are serving and say, this is the judgment I want. In this family, though we have not done wedding, maybe my forefather, it has been really, your forefathers did something, and that's the reason why no female has done wedding in that family. They've always married out of wedlock. When you are at the knocking level, you are saying, I'm rewriting this code. At this level, you are legislating. You know what they do in House of Assembly? The highs have it. And what do we call gavel? You collect the gavel by yourself with the scripture, with the word of God. And you say, this is what has to be. This is the new establishment in this family.
if you have not reached that level,
you are still playing.
You are still what? You are still praying. And can I tell you, it requires boldness. So there's one Yoruba, they say, if your hand never reach, if you never hand do a quida. What's a quida in English? Eh? You can't ask for the debt that my You know, I'm mindful that because we are on YouTube. You know, sometimes it was the same level the sons of Skipper they wanted to be operating from. You know sons of Skipper? Huh? Who knows sons of Skipper? Act of Apostles, is it 17 or 16 or 19? 19. They say, Erubai. Sorry. Say, in the name of my pastor, Pastor Benga, you never talk with Pastor Benga. So you say, in the name of my pastor, Hallelujah. 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 It requires boldness. I'm not saying bold face. Oh. There are two different things. There are two different things. I'm not talking about bold face. I'm saying it requires boldness. To be able to confront the witchcraft in your family. But I hope somebody is catching the burden tonight. It requires boldness. It requires perseverance. Now, one of the characteristics of these people at this level, they never give up. They never what? They never give up. A woman says, oh, my husband has not given his life to Christ. And she begins to pray. He might not give his life to Christ after 1 year. Can I prepare your mind? He might not even do it in 5 years. But at this level, you say, I will never give up. I read a story, I think it was Bro Kenneth Egan, who said there was someone that they prayed for. I think he was the one who prayed for the person for like 52 years before the person came to Christ. He was praying. I say 52. They never give up. They never give up. And you see, they never give up. It's not because they are using human energy. It's the strength supplied by the Lord. Because sometimes you say, Pastor Dave, you don't need to say too much. Tomorrow I'm starting 21 days fast. By the third day, you go. Second day. You know when Pastor says, it's like those people frying puff puff, frying donuts. They've done meeting. Moin, moin. That's when your colleague at office that never buys two now buy and say, I saw this thing. It was really nice. And I said, let me order for two. I'm alive. You know, some people find it irresistible. Because the devil also knows what you like. He won't bring what you don't like. He knows you don't like puff puff and donut. So he won't bring it. He will bring it in such a way that when they bring that okra, seafood okra. He has already scanned. He knows what you like. He knows what you don't like. But you see, when this energy is supplied by the Spirit of God, you will fast. You will not even think. It won't be anything. You will not only fast. You will pray. You see, before you are setting an alarm, wake me by 12. You are struggling, 12:05. 12:10, 12:25. You are struggling with alarm. This one, you are the one waking the alarm. It's not the alarm waking you up. You are the one telling the alarm, I'm praying. You are this sound. You see, at that level, the sound of that alarm becomes distracting to you. Because you want to insist on the will of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can we be on our feet? Can we be on our feet?
There's someone here, doctor, there's a report, or maybe there are some symptoms you don't like. You are feeling some funny symptoms in your body. You know? And another thing, let me tell you about the people in here, is that they pray with, they talk with boldness and authority. An example of such a person was Elijah. He said there will be no rain. For how many years? Huh? No, not 7 years. 3.5 years. And there was no rain. And the guy came back again. He said there will be rain. And what happened? Before the chariot of the king got to the palace, there were already, showers already. That is at the level of legislator. Huh? That is the level where God wants us to. At that level, we are partnering with God. This one is no longer God. You are partnering. This one, you are establishing, enforcing the will of God. In your family, you are enforcing the will of God for the kingdom. Hallelujah. I want us to pray tonight. I don't like talking about prayer without people praying. I want us to pray. You know your level already. You know your level. But the commandment tonight is that the Lord is calling you to a higher place tonight. The Lord is calling every one of us to a higher place. The Lord is calling us to a higher place. The Lord is calling us to a higher place. Leave that level of seeking where it is just your needs, money. Those are the things you are moved when they say, oh yeah, pray for that there will be money in your bank account. The moment they pray, they say, oh yeah, let's pray for the kingdom. We become cold. We become quiet. I want you to tell the Lord tonight, say, Lord, I want to change level. Express your desire to the Lord tonight. I want to change level. I want to change level. You see, those people at the asking level, they don't mind. There's no devotion. There's no prayer life. There's nothing like a time of the week, of the month where they say, I'm praying, I'm fasting. There's nothing. The only time maybe they likely even fast is when church calls for a fast. But you want to walk at a higher level with the Lord, there are some things that you don't know, you no longer negotiate. You already know. You already know. The only time you remember that you have ulcers is when they say, let's pray, let's fast. Those things have to leave you tonight. Those things have to leave me tonight. Those things have to leave. They have to leave. They have to leave. They have to leave. They have to leave. We need to go to a higher plane. The Lord is calling us to a higher plane tonight. The Lord is calling us to the secret place. He's calling us to the secret place. The Lord is calling us to the secret place.
Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name. Do we have shepherds to David tonight? Hallelujah.